Hello, welcome to Stats Radio with your hosts, Raz Reed, that's me, William Amari,
that's me,
and Edgar Pasio.
Hi.
This will be our second podcast in the series of three. In each podcast, we will discuss some amount of chapters in the book How to Lie with Statistics by Daryl Huff. This book runs the gamut of every popularly used type of statistic, probes such things as the sample study, the tabulation method, the interview technique, or the way the results are derived from the figures, and points up the countless number of dodges which are used to fool rather than to inform. In our second podcast, we'll talk about chapters 4, 5, 6, and 7 of the book. But before we begin that, our viewers asked us some questions that we would like to answer. So, let's begin that. The first question we were asked was to choose one of the quotations from inside the front cover and discuss how it relates to the introduction. The quote we chose was, "There are three types of lies: lies, damned lies, and statistics."
And
what do you think this means?
Well, that was actually, what's interesting is that was made by like a British politician, in 19th century, but it doesn't really matter. And really, like, a lot of, like, the times, like, people have, like, the stereotype that, like, politicians are known to lie, and I thought that was interesting that, like, basically, like, this was coming out of a politician and who often they use the statistics a lot. And so I think he's basically, like, almost, like, explained that, like, statistics is almost, like, a euphemism for lying, and it can be used to lie. And so I think it's almost like it's when people use the word statistics, they don't know, like, they immediately assume that it could be fact. Whereas actually, it can manipulate fact in a way.
Right.
But, so I think that's something that's like a common theme in this book that we will get to later on.
Right, I agree. Yeah, that sums it up pretty well. Our second, the second question that we were asked to, summarize, the second paragraph on page 18. I'd like to read that for you guys. It says, "A river cannot, we are told, rise above its source. Well, it can seem to if there is a pumping station concealed somewhere about. It is equally true that the result of a sampling study is no better than the sample it is based on. By the time the data have been filtered through layers of statistical manipulation and reduced to a decimal-pointed average, the result begins to take on an aura of conviction that a closer look at the sampling would deny." Now, I'd like to take a turn at summarizing, paraphrasing the meaning of this.
Go for it.
Basically, what this says, it's telling the reader about how statistics, and not just statistics, but particularly samples, can be used to manipulate. Because a sample, if you think about it, a sample of a population can be really anything. It can be one person. It can be the entire population.
Mm-hmm.
It can be just one group of people who all have a certain belief that you want to survey them about. So, yeah, that's what I think that this paragraph means.
Yeah.
Now, the third question we were asked is, what is the advantage of a stratified random sample, and what difficulties does it pose according to the chapter in How to Lie with Statistics?